Yamandav Yitches Medalev Taisves Taisves Diba Masel Avol Bishar Tabois Loi. Taisves is explaining the lotion of Rav Shmuel. Let's just again see the lotion of Gemara. Rav Shmuel Da Omri Tarvayu Alohe K'Rabi Yosi B'Rabi Yehuda. We passed on Rabbi Yosi B'Rabi Yehuda that it is sufficient if one cuts the tabas hagdoila, ruba of the tabas hagdoila is sufficient. And then, even though you make a grom, it is good. But Rabbi Yosi B'Rabi Yehuda Layoma Ella B'Tabas Hagdoila Oyel Umakefes Eskola Kone Avo B'Shar Tabois Loi. But Bishar Tabois would not help. So, Perish Bekunteres, the Ein Shchita Ksheire Behem Klal, that it is not kosher Bechlal to shech the other Tabois, Elo Beina Tabois, one can only shech Beina Tabois. Lay Oma Rabbi Yosi Rubai Kekuloi, the Lomdis of Rubai Kekuloi was only said Ella Bemokim Shchite by the Tabas Agdoila. That the Tabas Agdoila is Makiv, the Tabas Agdoila is Makiv the Kone Legamri. Avale Shavye Mokim Shchite, but by the other Tabois, to make it a mokim shchita lo yamrinin rubei kekuloi. Then you don't say rubei kekuloi. He says, afilu Rab Yosi b'Rab Yehuda that uses the svara of rubei kekuloi that is davke to make it a maise shchita in a mokim shchita, but to make the shat habois a mokim shchita, that Rab Yosi b'Rab Yehuda does not hold. Vahashte Koshkin la rabbonon sheina shchita ksheira bishar tabois leperusha. So according to the rabbonon hold that afilu the maise shchita, we don't say rubai kekuloi betabas hagdoila. You have to ichoitech the whole tabas. So memele avad gevis bishar tabois, one cannot make a maise shchita. Uma she'ein onu nishorim achshav lishchoit b'seicha taboiz. Like Taisa, so it comes out, according to Rav Shmuel, bein l'Rabi Yosi b'Rabi Yehuda, navad givis according to Rabbono, one cannot make a maise shchita b'seicha taboiz, only bein taboiz. So, Mishum Dein Aloche came, because we don't paskin like Rav Shmuel, to the Perish Pekuntres. Ubereise de Tesefte Shehevi Pekuntres. Now, Rashi brought a bereise, the Ktoni Mitzves Shchite Minat Abbas Ad Hareye. Mitzvah shchita minat habas ad hareye. So lechayre, from this bereise, it would seem that one can make a maise shchita from the tabas hagdoila till the reye. In other words, one can be shechet all the tabois. Now, what do we do with this bereise according to Rav Shmuel? So we'll have to say that this paraisa is Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, the maskinim b'samuch. The Gemara says on Daf Yitches Amud Beis that Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda the bishar tabois nami machsher. Rabbi Yosi, but not the way Rav Shmuel said. Rav Shmuel is achilik on Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda holds personally that we say the concept of rubei kekuloi, not only to make it a maise shchita, not to make it a mokim shchita. So that paraisa that Rashi brought down we'll have to say goes according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Inami, or else we could for this kasha with another teretz. That what it says in the Beraisa, mitabas agdoila at kafei hareye bimokim kone koma. When there is a kone, ubisoich sharataboyis la ikre kone ke the perish bekontras. That means beinataboyis. We're saying where the mokim shchita starts. The mokim shchita starts from the tabas agdoila. It ends by the reye, and one can shech in this whole area where there's a kone. The mokim ataboyis are not called a mokim kone. So it could be, it's bechlal not shver from this paraisa and Rav Shmuel also. Umiseife diktoni, now Taisus is still handling with this paraisa that Rashi brought out. The b'seif umiseif adiktoni shayer bo kechut somuch leroish mukif eskulok shayra. It says in the Baraisa that if you were shayer in the tabas hagdoyla kechut somuch leroish mukif eskulok shayra. That means if there's a chut left over towards the roish, it's kosher. Umedagdik bekuntres, so Rashi is medayik from this lotion, midik toni somoch leroish. It says somoch leroish, you need a chut al pnei kuloi. Shma mino, dloichayish inofik minei ulamato. Rashi brought a raya from this tesefta, that we do not have to be chayish. There was an Easter Mephoshi that said that the gather of Agrom is Lav Davke, you're going out to a mokim that's chutz l'mokim shchita. The Easter Mephoshi said that Agrom is also if you leave the place where you started shechting. So Rashi brought a raya from this tesefte, not like the Easter Mephoshi. Because we see when the Beraisa speaks about the Psula Grome, it says, Somach L'Roish, you need a Chut Al Pnei Kulo, Somach L'Roish, because Somach L'Roish, if you don't have a Chut left over, she's going Chut L'Mokim Shchita. Shma Mino, the Leichayish Inofak Mino L'Mato. So Rashi brought a Raya. So from here we see that if it goes mino lamato, elo mimeno lamailo. That is the raya from the Tesefta. Umitoich kach sosar dibrei hameforish. Because of this diuk of samuch l'roish, Rashi was soiser the meforish, the bechol tabois choshev hagrome l'rabonon l'rabioisi. They held by all the taboys, there's a din agroma de kivin, de mikivon, shehischil ashchite besoicha tabas. They held that if a person started the shchite in the tabas, tzorech sheyigmer kol ashchite besoicha. So Memele, Rashi brought a raya from the Loshen Somach L'Roish, not like the Is Meforsh. Now the way Rashi learns Pshat in Rav Shmuel, that the Shar Tabois is also not a Mokim Shchite, so what is Pshat Somach L'Roish? Umiyu Leperish Akuntris Ein Kosher Mishon. The af al gav, the ef shedi yiposol nami litzad mata, according to Rashi. If you'll go litzad mata, imo yo yoitze mitabas agidoilo, vo yonich nas bishar tabois, and it would have entered the other tabois, it also would be posol according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rashi. Mitaisis is asking on Rashi. Rashi, shlugged up the Easter Mephoshi, because it says, Samach L'Roish, the whole psul akram is only if it's going chutz l'makim shchita l'mayla after the tabas agdoyla, so that is not a makim shchita anymore. So that is a psul akram. But it would seem if it's not samuch l'roish, it's no problem. In the Eastern Mefoshi held that latavka samuch l'roish, they held by every tabas, if you go out of the mokim where you started, it's also a gram. Fine. Abgefragt. Fragt doch Teusvis, aber now Rashi learns Pshatn Rav Shmuel, that if one shechts the other tabois, it's also possible, because the other tabois are not a mokim shchite. So let us ask according to Rashi, alim the Rav Shmuel, why does it say somuch l'roish? What will be if someone will shech the tabas agdoilo, and he'll go lemato, he'll go into the other tabois? So it's also not a mokim shchite. So the same deal that Rashi had on the Istam of Foshi is shver the way Rashi says Pshat and Rav Shmuel, because Samach L'Roish is Lav Davke. That is Tais Viskasha. Ba'av al-gav, umiyu l'peirish ha-kuntres, en kosha misham. Ba'av al-gav, the efshid the apostle, that is true. That it is shayach to, the shrit is shayach to be nifsal. Nami litzad mato, imho yoyoyce mitabas agedoylo, bo yonichnas bishar taboy. So what did Rashi do with this lotion of somach l'roish? Because moke mein tzorech l'shayach meloyachus klapei mato. But, the Baraisa is speaking about you have to leave over a mokim chut klape samach l'roish, because if you don't leave over a mole chut, so you pass the tabas agdoyla, you're out of the mokim shchita. So there's a din of mole chut. But lemato, that means between the tabas agdoyla and the other tabois, beina tabois is kosher. You don't have to leave over a meloy achut lemata klape mata. The other rabbi toivush lehoya klal besoicha tabois ala bein tabas le tabas. Because it's better bein tabas le tabas. So memele, it is not necessary that you need a mole hachut in the tabas. The one you don't understand, look, we're talking about the tabas agdoyla. I don't know why this is better. The tabas agdoyla, you could make teicha tabas. And well, kaponim, there's no din of mole hachut by the tabas agdeilo, bein tabas lo tabas is also good. Umikoma came dochiku leperish akuntres. What's the dochuk? The Tosfos HaRosh elaborates a little. Uperish Rashi dochuk mioi. The loshen atisefta muchach dochol hatzavo kosher leshchite. Isis has wanted to say, it doesn't mean the whole tzava, means the moki makone in the tzava is kosher l'shchite, not the moki matabois, but the lotion of the tesefte is not mashma like that. And another problem that Isis HaRosh asks on Rashi, if bein of it's only kosher to shech bein hataboyis, but b'seich hataboyis is no good, so how can the person checks? He comes with an X-ray machine. I mean, he makes a sonogram to see where the beinata, where the beinata boys is. He can't be mechaven b'shal shchita, that it should be davke beinata boys and not b'seichata boys. V'nigel aforish. So Taisvus wants to say a different pshat in Rav Shmuel. Again, what is the lotion of Rav Shmuel? ואף רב יסי ורב יהודה לא יאמר לו בטבס הגדוי לא היל מה כפס אז כל הכל אבל בשאר תבויס לא so רשי said בשאר תבויס שחיתה בכלל doesn't help and Tosfos vehemently disagrees with רשי בשאר תבויס שחיתה will help so what is פשעת בשאר תבויס לא ניר לפורש דוחי כמה ואף רבי יוסי ברבי יהודה לאי אומר מהני שיר מלאי החוט על פני רובו אלו בטבס הגדולו that din that רבי יוסי ברבי יהודה holds that you say רובו ככולו and it is sufficient if you שח רויב of the טבס and then your מגרם that only helps by the טבס הגדולו because roiv of the tabas agdoilo, since the tabas agdoilo is makif the kone legamri, so memele, if you shecht roiv of the tabas agdoilo, automatically you also shechted roiv of the cholol of the kone, as roiv of the chlal of the kone. So roiv of the tabas hagdoilo is roiv of the cholol of the kone. Avol bishar tabois, the other tabois, which are not makif the kone completely. So by cutting roiv of the tabas, you are not cutting roiv of the kone. אבל בשאר תבויס לא מהני רובה דאין ברויב שלהם רויב קונה. By cutting רויב of the tabas, you're not cutting רויב of the קונה. שרי אין מקיף אין כל הקונה. So רויב of the חיתוך of the tabas is not cutting רויב of the קונה. This is the סבורה of רב ושמול. Now the problem the problem with this pshat is that, fine, so Rav Shmuel said a beautiful shtek Torah, Rashi brought down such a mahalach, and it says, it's very poshut, I mean, what you need Rav Shmuel to tell us such a thing, that you have to shecht roiv of the kon and not roiv of the tabas, but according to Tosfos, vasanye Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda imer ha-sheichet b'shar tabois af al pi שאין מקיפס אס כל הקונה, אל מקיפס אס רייב הקונה שחיתו עושה שירו. And according to Tosfos, this means that Rabbi Yisab of Yudah holds that the shechita of Reiv of the Tabas is sufficient even though it's not Reiv HaKone. This is Taka Pachad Neure. So this, the Maram is Moire, but the Tosfos HaRosh, the Maram also says this, but the Tosfos HaRosh says something. The lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh is as follows: Baraisa Masnis and Koi, the Koma Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, the Bishar HaTabois, Af Al Pi She'ein Makifos Es Kol HaKone, even though they're not makif the whole kone. So therefore, roiv of the tapas is not roiv of the kone. Hoyel u'makifos es roiv HaKone. Veshachat es roiva tabas, which is not roiva kone, shchitos ha'ksheira. It's also kosher. The chiyuse de simen nafke beroiv hekev atabois, even though it's not roiv hekev akone. This is a very debatable statement, but that's what the Tosfos HaRosh says, and the Maram brings down such a pshat also. Now let us go to Daf Yud Chesem at Beitz. Kisolik, this is around 10 lines from the top. Kisolik Rav Zeire. When Rav Zeire went up to Eretz Yisrael from Bovel, Ochal. So let's say learn Rashi's pshat. We shouldn't get mixed up. Kisolik Rabbi Zeira. So according to Rashi, the Rav Shmuel hold that if one shechs the shar tabois, it's a posel l'shchita. That's not a mokim shchita. The tabois not a mokim shchita. The bein hatabois is a mokim shchita. Kisolik Rabbi Zeira. When Rabbi Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ochal mugremes the Rav Shmuel. So he ate a behemah that they shechted the shar tabois, which according to Rav Shmuel, that is not a mokim shchita. P.S. Rabbi Zeira was a bovel de kiyid that came to Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael he ate they shechted from the other tabois, and he ate it. Omri lei, so the people in Eretz Yisrael were a little flabbergasted. Lav me asri the Rav Shmuel. I mean, you come from Bubble. That's the mokim of Rav Shmuel. Now, Rav Shmuel say that if you shech from the other tabois, it's not a mokim shchita. How in Eretz Yisrael are you eating from a shchita that is not a mokim shchita according to Rav Shmuel? The rabbonim in Bavel, and they say it's not a mokim shchita. How could you eat from this? So he told them, Man Omro, who says that Rav Shmuel hold like this? We're talking about Laacha Misosim, but we have a Masoirech. Yosef Achia, Rabbi Yosef seems to say, Rabbi Yosef said a teretz on Rav Shmuel from the Loshen of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Man Omro, Yosef Bachiye Mikula Alme Gomer. Rabbi Yosef, he used to hear memories from a lot of people. He had a lot of rebbes. And Memele, so could be he heard someone said that Rav Shmuel holds us not a mokim shchita. So Rabbi Yosef, they never met Rav Shmuel. And he had different rebbes. So could be one of his rabbis said over b'shem Rav Shmuel that it's not called a mokim shchita. Rabbi Yosef was mekabelit, and that's the whole sugya. But could be the person who said this over was not so medayik b'lshoynei. Could be Rav Shmuel never said it. Yes, me, I come from Bavel, Rav Shmuel. They heard it from someone that said Rav Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef repeated what he heard. But could be it's not authentic that Rav Shmuel ever said this. Let's see what Rashi says. Mugremes the Rav Shmuel. This is the fourth line from when it starts getting white. Shchuto b'soich shar taboyz. It was geshochten in the shar taboyz. The choshvi lei inu agrome. They hold, Rav Shmuel holds that this is called a grom, it's not a mokim shchita. The omri, they hold, shar tabois, la mokim shchita ninu. Now, Rashi had a shtikl kasha, till now we had understood, hagroma means that he went out of the mokim shchita. Here we're talking about that they shechted in the shar tabois, that he went out. So Rashi says, if you shechted it, not after you started in the mokim shchita and you went out from the mokim shchita. Every shchita shaloi b'mokim shchita kori agrome. Kedemrine lekama, the Gemara says such a loshen, higrim shlish v'shochat shlish. So you see that he started off in a shaloi b'mokim shchita, and that's called agromis. Agromis loved after that he started good and he went off on an angle. Afili, you start no good, that's also called agromis. He says that the translation of agromis means a shchita shaloi b'mokim shchita. Al metchila shchita shi shaloi b'mokim shchita kori agromis, v'dayin ein kan hak toye. not called that he, that the sakin went out of the makim shchit. He started shalai b'makim shchit. Bekitzel. So when Rav Zeira was in Eretz Yisrael, the year Ashoichet Achechted in the Shar Taboyz, and then the Yester, Rav Yitech, I mean, you come from Bobo, that's the Asre, the Rav Shmuel, there they hold that it's Shalai b'makim shchit. So he said, Man Omrola Milse Mishmei the Rav Shmuel. Who says that Rav Shmuel holds like this? Omruloi. So they told, forget Bechal, I mean, we're speaking about where after the door of Rav Shmuel. Who says Rav Shmuel says like this? Omruloi. So they answered him, Yosef Bachi Omer, Yosef said it. The Torah tzlel the Rav Shmuel sovlu kebose bechotet, and Rav Yosef the Kulishas. So, they told Rav Zeira, this memra we have in Mesoira from Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said this tik Torah from Rav Shmuel, if you have Rav Yosef from Yudah. So Rav Zeira said, no, Rav Yosef, Mikula Almegomel, he had a lot of rebellion. Vishema, Shema, Shema, Dovo, Mipi echod shalai digdek b'dvorim k'moy shenemra. I mean, Rabbi Yosef said over, from what he heard, he had a lot of rebbes. Could be one of the rebbes said over, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Yosef also said over Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef didn't say from Rabbi Shmuel. He heard from his rebbes that heard from Rabbi Shmuel. Could be they weren't medayit. Zeira was not convinced that Rav Shmuel said that the Shata boys are not a mokim shchita. So Mamela, so that's why he ate from such a shchita. Shama Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef somehow got heard of this statement of Rav Zeira that since Rav Zeira said that Rav Yosef heard from a lot of people and he repeated what he heard, but not from whoever he heard was authentic. It's not muchach that whatever he heard was really an authentic statement. Rav Yosef heard this ikpid. Oma ano mikula alme gemilna. Was very highly insulted. I learned from everybody who ever said a good vote. I was a Talmud of his. I'm sorry. Ano mi Rav Yehuda gemilna. My Rebbe was Rav Yehuda. That was my Rebbe. Da filu sveik in my Rebbe, when he said something, if there was a shtikel sofik, that's how we learned it. The Rebbe told over everything, and we don't know exactly who said this. So memele, that's how we chazed it over. This was said from someone who he wasn't sure who he heard it from, so that's how we learned it over. Rav Yehuda was a meridike daike. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Yirmiya Barabe. Rav Yehuda, Omar, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Omar Rav Yirmiya Barabe. Rav Yirmiya Barabe said a memre. And Rav Yirmiya Barabe did not remember clearly Sofik Mishmei Darab, Sofik Mishmei Dishmu. He didn't remember clearly if this memre was said B'Shem Rab or B'Shem Shmu. Shloisha matirin es habacher b'mokim she'ein mumch. That even though we'll see that one is not permitted, the loch is as follows. We'll see in Rashi a little clearer, but just to understand what we're saying, the loch is as follows. The loch is that a bacher bal mum has to can be eaten a filub in Medina, you don't have to be poided. There's a balmum, you can shecht it, it's nechal azorim. But you need an authority to say that it's a balmum. Now, there are different types of mumim. Rashi brings down one mum, a type of a cataract in the eye, which is a mum, that it matters when you observe this mum. That means as follows. If you'll observe this mum, b'chaye ha-b'chaye, you'll see it's a mum oiver. It's possible to go away. If you don't observe this mum, b'chaye, abcha, you shech the abcha. Now you're going to look at this cataract. It looks like it's a mum kavua. So memele, so Chazal said, we cannot be, we will not be matter a behemoth that's a balas mum unless it was inspected bechayov, and by a mumche that said that it's a mum, then you can eat it. If it wasn't expected b'chayiv, now after the shechita, we show, no, it's a good mum or not. I'm sorry. Now is not the matzav to be b'idik the mum. Bekitza. But this is one type of a mum. There's another type of a mum that there's no shayla whatsoever, that it didn't change, the foot is broken, finish, the foot was cut off. So memela, if the foot was cut off, so, you look at it afterwards and you see that it doesn't have a foot, you know, before it also didn't have a foot. Afalpika and Rameya holds that, if it wasn't, there was no hayra before the shchita, I'm sorry, not allowed to eat the bechayel. And this mum, they said, if you had three hediotis, which said that you could shecht it, it doesn't have a foot, you show it to three hediotis, I'm allowed to shecht this behemoth, it was shown b'chayim, and they said you're allowed to shecht the behemoth, so then you're allowed to shecht it and eat from the, and eat this b'chayim. So Kaponim, this was, Rabbi Yosef felt highly insulted. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, and you see how Rabbi Yehuda, when he said over this memre from Rabbi Yirmiya Ba'abe, since the Rabbi Yirmiya Ba'abe did not know clearly who he heard it from, so when Rabbi Yehuda said over this memre, Rabbi Yehuda said explicitly, I don't know clearly if Rab said this or Shmuel said it. Now let us see Rashi.
If someone told Rabbi Yehuda a Shmuel, and the person who told them did not recall who he heard it from, Rabbi Yehuda b'Shmuel. He baltiya mi ploini. So Rabbi Yehuda told over this memre. I was mekabel from this person. V'sofi koye biyodai. And he did not remember, he did not recall imi ploini kiblo, imi ploini kiblo. But Omar Rabbi Yehuda, this memre. Omar Rabbi Yirmiya, sofik mishmei derat, sofik mishmei deshmur. Now Rashi is going to explain this halacha. Shloisha adyaitis, matirin, esabche, the shochet femdine, bemum, mevua, the gorli, lakel, shehumu. A mum that's no shaila that it is a mum. The kaim alon, bebechairis, tafilu, mum hagoli, tsoich laharis lechocha. We pass in the bechairis, tafilu, a mum hagoli. That the zikha wasn't nishtane. If you look at it afterwards, after it's geshochten, you'll also will be able to know that there was a balas mum bishash to shchit afal pike. Kedisnan a sheichet es habuchir va'acha kach hera es mumay. Rav Meir oimer hoyol v'nishchat shaloi al pi mumche osa. Since it was geshochten without a hayros heter from a mumcha, you're not allowed to eat it. Vu kimne and Rav Meir speaking about b'mumim shebeguf v'afal pi she'ein mishtamen. He's speaking about a mum that will never change. That means not like we said a cataract that could change la'achas shchitosi, that now it looks like a mum kabua. Meseches be'yin bein tzadik. Bekitza. So that's what Rav Yosef said, that, to say that he was Goma Mikula,
he learned from a lot of rabbeim that's 100% wrong. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda was a Meir de Kedaiken, and he said over a memra. Let us just see the top Tosfos. Yosef bar Abchiya mikul al megoma. Kloima leishama me Rav Shmu. He never heard it from Rav Shmu. Umashen oichlin oisai bimkai. Like that, what they don't eat it. Chum rabalmai v'lei al pi Rav Shmu. He heard it, so that became a minigamoke. So let's go a little further, and then we'll go back to the Tosfos. Frag the Gemara. Fine. So you hold it was not that what he said. That was Rabbi Yosef held that Rav Shmuel holds like this. It's Shleil Pi Rav Shmuel, and it wasn't from an authentic source. Frag the Gemara. Fine. Aber less man the polig. That in Bovel, they did not eat behemoth that was geschochten from the Sharta boys, al pi Rav Shmuel. They did say it, they didn't say it, that's irrelevant. But Lamaise, the minig was, that Lamaise, they didn't eat a behemoth that was geschochten from the Sharta boys. Frechte gemore, verabzeire, lesle, neusnem, olav, chumrei, hamokim, Sheyotza misham bechumrei hamokim sheolach l'sham. I mean, you go to Eretz Yisrael, fine. In Eretz Yisrael, they make it. But there's a din that he does not lose the chumres of the mokim sheyotza misham. Rab Zeire, you left Bovel. In Bovel, they didn't eat from a shchita of the Sharta boys. So, what happened? Came to Eretz Yisrael, finished, we start eating, it was a minigamoke. Omar Abaye, this din, the nice mal of chumay amokim sheyotzam misham, that's dafke ani mili mi bovel above. From one mokim and bovel to a second mokim and bovel. Or mi eretz Yisrael, eretz Yisrael, or one mokim and eretz Yisrael to a second mokim and eretz Yisrael. In ami mi eretz Yisrael above. Or, if someone came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, so Memele, you have to continue the chumris that were in Eretz Yisrael. Avol mi Bovel, Eretz Yisrael. But if a person leaves Bovel and goes to Eretz Yisrael, given the anan kaifinin lehu, the anshe Bovel are kofel, are nichna to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael of Dinin Kibosayu. That means we're going to a place that there are greater authorities in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone agrees that the authorities in Eretz Yisrael are greater authorities. So Memele, so in Bavel they were Machma. Fine. You're in Bavel, so you do the way the Bavliim do. But when you come to Eretz Yisrael, who the Bnei Bovel, the Rabbonim of Bovel were moide, that the Rabbonim Eretz Yisrael were greater Talmidei Chachomim than they were. So if you leave Bovel and you come to Eretz Yisrael and you see their Meikel, forget about it. There is no din that you have to be Noyik Chumris Amokim Sheyotza Misham. That's one Teretz in the Gemara. That's a Bayis Teretz. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Mi bovo le bovo. Less like it to me. Voha mas nisini be psochim be mokim shanogu. That you have to continue chumres ha mokim sheyotza misha. So Rabbi is at the top ki mi bovo le bovo. Shem ha medina bovo. The whole country is called bovo. Vo mekaim is habe. The different mekaim is in bovo. The key in the man, kafine lulub neyeretz Yisrael. We are nichna. We in Bovel are nichna to the neyeretz Yisrael. בקידוש החודש, ליבור שונה, כדמיני בשמה את הפסחה דהירי, או לדיני כנוסה, שאין צמיחה בבובו. So they are greater authorities than the רבונים of בובו. עובדינים כמו סייקוס לינו גבי, ואין אונו צריכים לחלק כבוד למקיימנו. So then, we don't have to be machshev amokim, we're going to amokim that greater talmidei chachamim. Uberetz Yisrael amochlelei, in Eretz Yisrael, they ate a behemah that was geshochten b'shar taboyz. So memele, you go there, so memele, the chumras that they had in Bavel, that's the chumras in Bavel. But you come to Eretz Yisrael, yeah. Agavuche, perhaps it's a little similar. Someone told me a maisa, there was a tkufe that, maybe this was during the First World War, afterwards, I don't know exactly when this was, that the Briske Rov was in Vilna, and Rav Chaim Moshe was the Rav of Vilna, the Rav Roshi, and the Briske Rov had his chumras on Pesach, and one of his chumras was he had a cheshbon, he didn't eat sugar cubes on Pesach. He had a cheshbon not to eat. He came to Rav Chaim Moshe on Pesach. Rav Chaim Moshe offered him a cup of tea with sugar cubes. He didn't bat an eyelash, and he drank the tea with the sugar cubes. By Rav Chaim Moshe, so that's similar to what the Gemara says here. You come to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, you have greater gedolim than the smuchim. You have there matter. There you don't have to hold the chumras that the Bnei Bovel were machma. That's one teretz of Abaye. Ravashi Yoma, Ravashi said another teretz, with emphasis the Hanhoga of Rav Zeir. Afilu teime mi Bovel la'eretz Yisrael. Could be afilu mi Bovel la'eretz Yisrael. You also have to hold the chumras of Bovel. That means that he intends to go back to Bavel, so the male of the chumras of Bavel, he still has to be noyik. Rab Zeira did not have an intent to go back, so now he's in Eretz Yisrael, they can so finish in Eretz Yisrael, they make all that you could check Mishar Taboyz, so Mamele, that's Mishat and this Hanhoge from Abzeira. Zot Taisvis. And now let's again, we're in the middle of Taisvis, Yosef Achiyah Mikolam, Agam Akleim Eloi Shoma Mirabah Shmu, he didn't hear it from Rabah Shmu. Umashen Oichlo Noisei Bimkoimai, that's true, that the Bimkoimavokim, Rav Yosef, they didn't eat shchita from Shal Taboyz. Chuma Barmu, v'loy al pi Rav Shmuel. That was Rav Zeir Shtiktay. Porech, fine. Aber v'lesel Rav Zeir and Heidoloy Omar Rav Shmuel, mikomo kama Yosef, given shenogu b'mkoy ma'isa. Aber l'maise, the minega mokim was that they were noyeg isa. So the Gemara says, two mahalchim. One mahalch, Abaye said, kimen da'anan kafinalo. So it's like Taisvis, be'kamadis Sanhedra mashme ipre. In the Gemara Sanhedrin, it would seem that the Iker Teire was in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael. Be'kamadis Sanhedra mashme ipre. The Indian little rishus lodoin, they're speaking about if a dayan was mekabel reshus lodoim, So Philly made a toys, Philly made a toys, and she called us, he's put him in the shalom, to come out, the Gemara says like this, may hocho lehosom, if you got reshus in Bovo, and you went to Eretz Yisrael, mahani, so the reshus from the Nasi in Bovo, so that helps, so you only have to pay if there was a toys. But if a person got reshus to be done in Eretz Yisrael and he came to Bovel, we have to know if that reshus helps for Bovel. So Al Kaponim from the Gemara and Sanhedrin would seem that there were greater authorities in Bovel. And our Gemara says, Fakel. The Le'inyan Issa Veheta, when you're talking about Issa Veheta, B'nei Eretz Yisrael Adifi Dechakim Mitvei. They were Abir Eretz Yisrael Machkim or whatever the Cheshbon was, and we're speaking about Issa Veheta. They were Hakim Mitvei. Avol Inyan Hafkois Moment. But when we're speaking about the Koyach to be Mafkia Moment, Roish Hagoyla Odev Kidamrinen Hosam Dahocha Shevet VaHosam Machayke. Meaninami lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda elu roshe golye shebe bovel sheroidim esom bemakal o mechoykik vebein raglov elu bnei bonov shel hilu shemalamdim teire barabim. That means like this, in koyach, in koyach duch amrine beperik beis da hayriyiz. And this brings another gemara that we see that in power the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael was subordinate, were nichna to the Chachmei Bovel or to the Doresh Adoyle Shebe Bovel. The Minipeg Beis Dahiri is Nasi Shebe Eretz Yisrael. The Nasi Shebe Eretz Yisrael ain't maybe soil. Shem Deike Be Bovel Roish Goyle Va Osher Mimeno. That means the parsha speaks about if a nasi was chayte, and the nasi had to be a bechina of a melech. So the Gemara says, if the nasi sheberetz Yisrael would have lived with mana bayis, ain maybe soyer mishumdike bebovel roish koyle v'osham imenu. So mamele, they were subordinate to the Reish Geil and Bobo. So Al Kapana Bekitza Taisa says there's two things, there's Chochmah and there's power. So Memele, when you're talking about other in Yonim, the criteria is power by, of course, Momen, by Asoyer Shal Nosi. And when you're speaking about Chochmah, then the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael were greater than the Chachmei Bobo. That was the first teretz of Abaye. Ravashi said a different teretz. Ani mili heiche didatoi lachse. Ani mili heiche didatoi lachse. So what did Ravashi say? Ravashi said, let us again hold cheshbet. The Gemara is takashe from a Mishnah. Noisnin olav chumrei mokim sheyotza misham, vchumrei hamokim sheholach lesham. So the Gemara is takasha and Rab Zeire. Why were you not mekayim chumrei hamokim sheyotza misham? So Rab Zeire said, so Rab Ashi said, because he has no intent. He has no intent of going back. So, Chumrei Hamokim Sheyotza Misham is only if you have an intent to go back. If you don't have an intent to go back, then you don't have to be Mekayim those Chumres. But now it says, V'chumrei Hamokim Sheholach Lishom. Now, what is this speaking about? You have an intent to remain there, or do you have an intent to go back? Now let us see Taisus. Lefi ha'ishinuye, mashme, the chumrei mokeim sheholach l'sham. Now, what did the Gemara answer? Ravashi said that when do you give chumrei ha'mokeim sheyotzo misham, if he has an intent to go back? That's what it says. I don't have an intent to go back. Fine. But that what it says, if you have an intent to go back. It says, if he has an intent to go back. So, is that I have an intent not to remain there, to go back. But if you're here, you have to do like the smoking. As I, that's how it would seem from our Gemara. V'yai shinu yamashmet, d'chumre yamokim, sh'holach l'sham, nois ninolo, aval gal d'date lachse, because yotza misham means, is d'ate lachse. And v'aval pikein, nois ninolo v'chumre yamokim, sh'holach l'sham, even though d'ate lachse. V'yav shalom akein, the Rav Ashi Gufe de Mishani Hochi. This Rav Ashi that said this Tik Torah that you don't give him Chumrei Mokim Shiyotza Misham because ain't that a lafse. Muki lo bepek Mokim Shenogu. Be ain't that a lafse. Gabi Rabbe Barba Chone, the Ochal di Yatre. From our Gemara, it would seem that this, the Mishnah, this is Ravashi Teretz. That the Mishnah that says Chayiv, a person is mechuyiv to be noig the minik hamokim sheyotzem isham, is speaking about Baitei Lachso. And I'm saying it was aimed at Baitei Lachso. But it would seem if that's pshat in the Mishnah, so the minik hamokim sheholach l'sham is afilo Baitei Lachso. That's how it would seem from our Gemara. Now, Taisus brings a Gemara, Rabbe Bar Bachone, the Ochel, the Yatro. The Yatro was, they say it's like this is a Chelev, the Yatro, Rashi says, Chelev, Shebekfifes Akeva, Shakeva, Kefufo vasuye kekeshes v'oisoi chaylev shebemokim hayesa oichlin b'nei eretz Yisrael neibovo noisnim boi iso. That means Rashi explains as follows, that if you have the keve is, looks something like a bow, there's one chaylik of the keva that looks like a bow, the outside chelik, and then there's another chelik of the kever that looks like the string of a bow. And there's chelev by both of them. There's chelev by the chelik of the bow, and there's chelev where on the other side of the kever that looks like the string, it's not kofuf, this chaylev there also. Now this chaylev, which is by the keve, which is b'mokim v'yesa, the mokim of the string of a bow, this chaylev in Eretz Yisrael, they held its mutter. In Bavel, they held its osa. In Bavel, they held its osa. This is the chaylev, a keve. This is called a yata. The kitzah, Rabbi Bar Bachone came to Bovel,
And he was eating the chayla, which in Bavo, they held it was, this is Mokim Shehalach Lisham. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, we learned that Mishnah, you have to be Machma, the Chumra Mokim Shehalach Lisham. So Rav Ashi said, no. He doesn't intend to remain there. He's going to go back. He says, since he's going to go back, so he doesn't have to hold these chumras. So now we have a modern mice over here. We have the same Rav Ashi. When we asked the Akash, Rav Zeir, why not the mocking she holach yotza misham? So Rav Ashi says, because there it means he intends to go back. So if you learn the Mishnah, when you tend to go back, you have to hold the Chumras HaMokim, Sheyotza Misham V'Sheholach L'Sham. And in Psochim, Rav Ashi said, when do you have to hold the Chumras Sheholach L'Sham? When he intends to remain there, but if he tends to go back, you don't have to hold Olah. So L'Chairet comes out that Rav Ashi learned Shat that the Mishnah is Litzodim. That's not talking about the same case. Haminik sheyotza misham, if he intends to go back. Haminik sheholach lisham, if he intends to remain there. So the Mishnah, we're splitting up the Mishnah into litzdodim. Ein lochish b'may diktoni litzdodim, so it's a psamot nepshat in the Mishnah. The loylam noisnam alav. It's not litzodim chumrei mokim shedaitei liyosham. That means that together, it's the same. If you intend to remain there, then you have to hold the chumras. So by yotze misham means if you tend to go back. Holach lisham means you intend to remain there. So afaket, it's not litzodim. Wherever you intend to remain, that is the you have to hold those chumras. That's Mahalach number one. In the second Teretz Tosfos says, Inami Mashi Mechalik Bein Daitei Lachsa Le'ein Daatoi Hani Mili Mi Bovel Eretz Yisrael Me Eretz Yisrael Le Bovel Shohilchen Acher Mokim Shedatei Lishoy Shom Avo Mi Bovel Le Bovel Me Eretz Yisrael Se So Noisnin Olof Chumrei Mokim Sheyotza Mishom I think Taisus means as follows. The Gemara, by us, Abaye said that the Mishnah is speaking about Bovel Abovel, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mishnah. Eretz Yisrael Abovel, Bovel Eretz Yisrael is different. That's Abaye's Teretz, and Abaye says the same thing over there in Psochem also. Abba Baba Chona came from Eretz Yisrael the bubble, so he didn't have to hold the menogi of my bubble. So now, and that Rav Ashi said that this halacha by bubble Eretz Yisrael the bubble is totally if he intends to remain there or he intends to go back. But the Mishnah is only speaking about bubble Eretz Yisrael, and their taka there's no difference between Daitei Lachsa. Ain't that the last one?